Oh, your shield's tree removal.
Oh, hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you can. We just got cut off. I thought maybe my phone wasn't working. But this is Tina from Local Splash, and I was following up regarding your account. I hope the text that I sent you made sense. If not, I can clarify it.
Yeah, if you would.
Yeah, so you signed up with us on October 19th on a month-to-month subscription. So your billing cycle should have been November 19th. But because it took a little bit longer to make that update, somebody pushed your billing out and customer service for an extra 2 weeks for free. So rather than being charged on 11/19, which never happened, the next billing
was... told.
Mm-hmm.
I was told by that person, I do not have her name, it was a woman, that it would be another month for free because we were supposed to get something out on our campaign or whatever, and they didn't get it up or out up until, like, the last week.
Okay.
And it was like I was pretty upset about the whole situation because that was like I kept pressing it and kept pressing it with you guys, and... nothing, they just kept saying, yeah, we're going to get it right up, we're going to get it right up. And then when it finally got up, I had 1 week left, if that. And then
that conversation took place on November 7th, and your billing cycle was on the 19th, so you had about 12 days left. But it says in the notes here that she apologized for the confusion and the mix-up and offered a two-week extension on the next payment. Client was happy about this. I resent him his Local Splash dashboard credentials since he confirmed he hadn't accessed it yet. So there's not much I can do while an account is in a past due status, but what I can do is once we get the payment up to speed is I can put another two-week extension on the next one. So you'll get another free 2 weeks, which equals a month. But I can't apply that while the account's, you know, already past due. But once it gets up to speed, I can definitely put it on the back end for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Of course. Yeah, I'm sorry for that confusion, but I'll definitely, you know, work to make it right for you. And then as far as the payment itself, is there another card that you wanted to use? Because I think we're having trouble with this one. It says it's not active.
Right. It is active. I got it locked.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Right. So I wasn't told that it was going to come off my card every single month, no matter what. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done that because now I'm having to lock my card and all the above. But regardless, I do want the services, so... I'm going to push some numbers around, and I'll be getting back with you hopefully today for the payment.
Okay, sounds good. Now, when you push your numbers around, you do have an option if things are a little bit tight right now. I realize it's the holidays and the end of the year and whatnot.
You're way tight. I'm not getting the work that I planned on getting, and that's even harder to spend more money on you guys. But it was a benefit to an extent. You guys did send me a lot of, like, numbers, or a lot of numbers came through that didn't, wasn't even, had anything to do with tree work or any of that. Like, it had, like, marketplace numbers and things like that.
I see.
The second
month that things really pop, but you did get one within your first month, you know, considering you have to take the good with the bad, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay, good. This is the second month where you're really going to see an explosion and see an impact to your business because of the hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming it takes even to get ranked on the first page. So that's the good news, Keith, is you will see results, a lot stronger results this month. But what I wanted to tell you is your subscription includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So as you crunch the numbers, if you realize that things are really tight, we could take those off, and that would lower the subscription to $199. And with that package,
that would be great.
Yeah, I'll make that adjustment for you right now, because it's the Google listing that's exclusive, and that's the portion where 9 out of 10 consumers will hire from. So you could always call back and put the Facebook ads on later if you wanted to. That's an easy fix. So I will go ahead and do that now. So I'll lower the past due balance to $199. And then later when you call, if you would just use my extension, which is 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, and then I can pull your account up and get you up to speed and then put that extra 2 weeks free on the back end, okay?
Okay, that would be great. Can I just store this number under, what's your name again?
Well, my name is Tina, but if you hit redial and call back on the same number, it'll go to the call center, and then they'll have to track me down. So I'll just send you a text message right now with my direct line, and if you just call it through there, it'll ring to my desk directly, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am, and it's very much appreciated.
Oh, of course. No problem. I'm glad to help. So I'll talk to you in a little bit, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your day, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.